This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
This has been a very good year for the actor Richard E. Grant. He's no newcomer to the movies. He's already been in films by Francis Ford Coppola and Robert Altman. He's performed alongside Meryl Streep, so there's not much more you can ask for in a career. But this year, Richard E. Grant had what might be called his star turn in a film called Can You Ever Forgive Me? He plays a flamboyant grifter named Jack who befriends the troubled writer turned forger, played by Melissa McCarthy.
Jack Hawk. Last time I saw you, thank you, we were both pleasantly pissed at some horrible book party. Am I right?
It's slowly flooding back to me. You're friends with, Julia somewhere.
Steinberg?
Yeah.
She's not an agent anymore. She died.
She did? Jesus, that's young.
Maybe she didn't die. Maybe she just moved back to the suburbs. I always confuse those two. No, that's right. She got married and had twins.
Better to have died.
Indeed.
Grant was nominated for an Oscar, his first in three decades, in the movies. Visiting New York recently, though, he was the starstruck one. The New Yorker's Rachel Syme tagged along with him on a sightseeing tour of a very particular kind.
Richard E. Grant loves Barbara Streisand.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
He grew up in Swaziland, which is officially now known as Eswatini, and is a tiny country between South Africa and Mozambique. His father worked for the British government there. When Richard was about 12, his family took a trip to Europe.
And the only movie that was in playing in Rome, when we were in Rome, that hadn't been dubbed, was a movie called Funny Girl.
Of course.
Then, subsequently, I had seen What's Up, Doc, when she looked just unbelievable, and I was at full hormonal storm at that point. And so that's, you know, that was my fixation and obsession.
And you wrote her a letter.
I wrote her a letter when I was 14. Dear Barbara Streisand, I sincerely hope this reaches you personally. You don't know me yet, but I'm writing to offer you an idea.
Like many other Streisand mega fans, Richard didn't get a response to his fan letter. But unlike so many other Streisand mega fans, Richard grew up to be an Oscar nominee. And when you're nominated for an Oscar, people start to pay a lot of attention to you, including, as it turns out, Barbara Streisand.
And my daughter called, and she said, Dad, Barbara Streisand has tweeted you. And I went, what?
Okay, here's the deal. Richard had tweeted out the text of his fan letter. And miraculously, 47 years later, Barbara replied.
And then I said, she tweeted a reply. Are you pranking me? And I got quite angry. I said, you're pranking me? No, you can't mess with me like this. It's too important. And
here's what she wrote. Dear Richard, what a wonderful letter you wrote me when you were 14. And look at you now. You're terrific in your latest movie with Melissa. Congratulations and love, Barbara.
And I just lost it.
People who need people.
Richard happened to be in New York last week, and he said he wanted to visit the places that meant the most to his beloved Barbara Streisand.
God, where are we going? Oh, we're in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I'm not looking.
We started our tour in the Flatbush neighborhood, where Barbara grew up.
Are you interested in origin stories of people?
Yes, because
you study them.
Yeah, that's why I'm obsessively read published diaries and autobiographies and biographies. I can remember when my wife came to Swaziland to visit for the first time when our daughter was 6 years old, and she said, "I now know who you are." Mm. You know, we'd been together for 8 years. But until you see where the person has actually come from and the smells that they've grown up with and the landscape, I think that really informs you. And so now I am in actual Streisand land. So it's like, yup.
Well, now you'll know.
This is where you started. And this is what you, at that time, escaped from. Mm-hmm. You know,
specifically, Barbara escaped from a drab brick housing complex on Newkirk Avenue in Flatbush.
It looks like a kind of prison.
Yeah, what does it make you think about?
The contrast between here and living in Point Dune, Malibu, could not be more extreme. You know.
So
is this where she lived? And you, when you opened the window, you just looked onto a brick wall?
I think so, yeah. I think she probably had an air shaft.
And now she's worth $500 million or more and counting. You did good, girl.
She did good.
I love that.
So long, dearie, you ain't gonna see me anymore.
Oh, Richard loves a lot of things, and he loves them with unbridled enthusiasm. It's one of the best things about Richard. He has no chill. He loves being an actor. He loves being an Oscar nominee. He loves this particular kind of sea salt that he carries around with him everywhere he goes in a cloth bag. And Barbara might be the thing he loves the most. So, as you can imagine, it can get kind of intense.
I would like,
yeah.
I'll tell you what I'd like, I'm interrupting you. I would like a 12-foot sculpture in my garden of her nose. That's what I would like. But, you know, saying it out loud to you,
feels bonkers.
This is the musings of insanity. Yeah.
Would it surprise you if you learned that there were people that were as obsessed with you as you are with Barbara Streisand?
No, that's not possible. I know that's not possible.
How? I'm sure there are.
No, there are not. There are not. And I tell you what.
Our next stop is Barbara's high school, Erasmus Hall.
Okay. So here
we
are.
This is it.
Richard, I kid you not, fell to his knees and kissed the sidewalk in front of the high school. He makes me try to go inside the high school with him, and a police officer stops us almost immediately by the metal detector.
And man, hold tight, all right? Yeah. I'll be right with you guys.
I don't think that Richard knows how New York public schools work.
Richard, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What was your high school experience like?
I was at school with Nelson Mandela's daughters, did school plays with them, because many political dissidents from South Africa sent their school to Swaziland because of multiracial tolerance more than anything else.
And that's about how long it took for us to be escorted from the building.
Well, that's better than I thought we'd do, actually.
Is it? We're out of the
prison. It's hard just to walk into a school.
You know, I'm amazed that there's no plaque or there's no
I know.
Acknowledgement.
They all seem to know she went there,
yeah.
But so this is always a busy...
For our next stop, we, like Barbara, left Flatbush behind and headed for Times Square, right into the heart of the theater district.
Who is the pip with pizzazz?
So now we're going to the Winter Garden.
Who is as glamorous as? Who's an American beauty rose with an American beauty nose and 10 American beauty toes?
I mean, you're having an emotional season, yes? Oscar nominated.
I'm almost 62. I've never had nominations. I've never been awarded anything. So it is an astonishment when this glut of attention, glut's not the right word, I know, gallop of attention. I mean, I went into the Apple store yesterday when I just landed to go and buy something, and four people offered to help me. I had four people just come up to me and say, hey, congratulations on the, your nomination. What can we do for you? So that was sweet for the moment that it lasted.
That seems like the ideal level of fame. It's not crazy, but you get really good service at the Apple Store.
I know, it's like, if I put this in Cinderella terms, the coach turns into a pumpkin on Monday the 25th of February, when the Oscars are done and dusted. The age that I am, the kind of parts that I get offered, it's... I have no delusion. I'm not singing the blues about it. It's just, I have no delusions that essentially changes.
Mm.
Yeah. My point is, I'm enjoying the ride because I know that it's a finite experience.
What do you do,
Ta ta!
Here we are, Winter Garden Theatre.
We snuck into the back of the theater.
Every time I've gone to New York, I've come here because I know that this is like, you know, if you put this in religious terms, this is the cathedral where the person that I have faithfully followed did a show. And, yeah.
Can you imagine what it would be like?
Yeah, well, I listened to the recording this morning, just before I came here, of the finale, of the final night, when she broke the fourth wall, as it were, and said, I'm going to sing My Man in honor of Fanny Bryce. And the audience just goes completely insane at the end of it. And it was recorded in here. And it's a bootleg recording, but she did.
You're a true fan. You have the bootlegs. That's what, see, Barbara said you're a true fan. You are a true fan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my man, I love you so. My life is just despair, but I don't care when he takes me in his arms.
Dear Barbara Streisand, I sincerely hope this reaches you personally. You don't know me yet, but I'm writing to offer you an idea you might like to consider. My name is Richard, and I live in a small African kingdom called Swaziland in Southeast Africa. Since seeing Funny Girl, and I have been very big fans. I've followed your career avidly. We have all your records. I'm 14 years old. I read in the paper that you were feeling very tired and pressurized by your fame and failed romance with Mr. Ryan O'Neill. I would like to offer you a 2-week holiday or longer at our house, which is very beautiful, with a pool and a magnificent view of the Ezulwini Valley, which the Swazi people called Valley of Heaven. I think you will agree when you see it. Here you can rest. No one will trouble you, and I assure you, you will not be mobbed in the street as your films only show in the one cinema we have for 3 days. So not that many people will know who you are, so no chance of being mobbed. Please consider this respite seriously. You will always be welcome. Yours very sincerely, and in anticipation of a hasty reply, which came 47 years later, Richard.
Oscar nominee Richard E. Grant on Broadway with The New Yorker's Rachel Syme.
What if you do win?
Never gonna happen.